Today's daf is daf lamed, and we start today a new subset of concerns in understanding the nature of the meaning of nedarim. So that the opening section of the parak dealt with the assumed meaning of certain words in language because of the context. We are now going to talk about the usage of words, not because of context, but simply because of the convenience of language itself. So there may be many ways of referring to things. Some are broader and some are more specific, and the Mishnah is, it's one long Mishnah, which is here split up into various tiny pieces. So we'll start with today's Mishnah at the beginning here. It's towards the bottom of the daf of Lamed Amud Alev. Oh boy. Zarkai, look at Mishnah. Hanoder miyordei hayam mutar biyoshvei hayabasha. So if somebody says people, sea travelers, are people that I don't want to have any hano from, so then he's allowed to have hano, of course, from those who are yoshvei hayabasha, not yordei hayam. We'll see exactly what that means. Yoshvei hayabasha asum yordei hayam. However, if he answers himself on all those land people, he's also including Yordei Hayam, because obviously Yordei Hayam is a subset of Yoshvei Hayabasha, who happen at times to be Yordei Hayam. So, Michlal Yoshvei Hayabasha. Lo keilo shochim miakol yaf. I mean, we're talking not about people that just take little local trips from Akko to Yafo. We're talking about Yordei Hayam in terms of Mishadarkola Faresh Liyam, so he's going away for long periods. It's not clear what that's referring to. Is that the definition of Yordei Hayam, that the definition of Yordei Hayam, that are the Klal Yordei Hayabasha? It's actually Rav Papa, Rav Ach, Rav Yika argue about this. Chad Matni HaReisha, one understands that last definition of the Akko to Yafo being excluded is referring to the Reisha, and one understands it as referring to the Sefer. Chad Matni HaSefa, this is how it would work. Man Detani HaReisha reads the Mishnah like this. Hanoder miyordei hayam mutar biyoshvei hayabasha, but obviously is also on yordei hayam. Now, when you say yordei hayam, you're also to what is a yordei hayam? A guy who takes a pleasure cruise every once in a while, a guy who takes the local rowboat, or is it really yordei hayam? Comes along the Mishnah now to be mefarish lekula. To say, and when we say yordei hayam aser, we don't mean lo ke'elu ha'ochim mi'ako le'yafo. That's not considered to be yordei hayam. That's considered to be yoshvei hayabasha. When we say yordei hayam, we're talking about people that take long breaks on the sea. So a sailor, in other words, mishadarkan lefaresh. Now, so that's teaching it lekula. In other words, it's telling us we don't call such people yordei hayam to aser them. Man de matni ha-seifa is going to be learning that it's a chumrah. So he reads it like this, matni hachi. Hanoder mi yoshvei yabasha, asur bi yordei hayam. And when we say asur bi yordei hayam, we do not mean, velo ke'elu ha-ochi mi akru le-yafo bilvat, ela afilu mi shedarku le-faresh. When we're talking about including yordei hayam in yoshvei yabasha, we don't mean to say that the Mishnah is simply telling us, look, a person who takes a pleasure trip every once in a while, who's got a sailboat, and may every once in a while, I mean, you know, how often you finally get to sail. You put in those days and days, and the storage, and the putting together, and the cleaning, and the bailing, and the, oh my God. Look at this, Richie's here. Amazing coincidence. So when we're referring to a guy like that, we understand he's not really a sailor. He just wears a captain hat all the time. So you would think that the mission is coming to tell me that, but actually it's not. It's coming to tell me even a real sailor, Misha Dakar Lefaresh, the guy goes away for 6 months at a time, he's still called the Yoshua Yabasha. Ovil Visofoli Yabasha Salik, since in the end he must come home. Home is the cellar, and that's where he's going to be buried. Of course, unless he's buried at sea.
I always want to be buried at sea.
Yeah, yeah. And you want your ashes scattered, and maybe no, over the... No. Not that kind of thing.
Let the fish...
I mean, after all, they deserve to get something back. Although, I don't know if you caught enough of them. You caught enough of them to make it worthwhile. Okay, so what we have over here, two very, very different approaches. One, Makula, is telling us who is considered to be a Yorin Hayam, or one, Lachurma, is telling us who is considered to be Yoshua Yabasha, despite the fact that he goes way out to sea and spends most of his time at sea. Continues now the Mishnah in these groupings to tell us another very interesting Kiddush. Zakrei look at Mishnah. Hanoder miro ehachama asur af besumim. We're talking about a person who refers to those who would see the sun. He's not referring to sighted people, because there's no point in mentioning the sun if you're talking about sighted people. You might as well just say sighted people. Ro'im. What do you have to say? Ro'ehachama. What he really means, so therefore he would be usher even on blind people. What he's trying to say is all that exists under the sun, so to speak, all that can be seen in the open day. So my time, since he doesn't say he wants to usher himself on sighted people, so all he's trying to say is those things that are out in the open. He's not including fetuses, he's not including fish, it was whatever is not open in broad daylight. Continues now the Mishnah, another Mishechore HaRosh, Asur B'Karachinu Ba'alei Sevon. And this adds another interesting Chiddush. So in other words, what we've spoken about over here is Klolim that subsume versus those that are more limited, so sets and subsets. That was the first piece of the Mishnah. Second piece of the Mishnah is diuk in Lashon, to understand how broad a set the man means, because of his additional terms, paradoxical in a sense. He could have just said roving, okay. And the next case is very interesting. We have a choice of sets. And the truth is that the words that I'm using could have included a member of one of three sets, which is the case that we're going to be given. And nonetheless, we choose the most appropriate. That's the Chiddush of this mission. And so here's an interesting case. A guy asers himself on Shechorei HaRosh. Okay? People who give an impression of having a black head. Now, generally speaking, a guy who's walking around in the marketplace, most people who haven't reached the stage of being white-haired or no-haired, they're black-haired, they have black heads. Now, I mean, the truth is, you can say this includes everybody, but there'd be no reason to talk about blackheads if you're referring to everybody. I mean, you talk about people. So if you say Shkorei HaRosh, you answer yourself even on baldies, you answer yourself on white-haired people, Balei Sevot. However, what you are not including is women and children. Why? Because if you want to specifically identify children, you would talk about those who go around bareheaded. Not black-headed. Because the ketanim, they don't put on yarmulkes when you're a little kid. So you say you're bareheaded, you mean say, I'm sick and tired of kids. Right? So you're answering now on offer. Or, if you're talking about women, mostly you're talking about people who cover their hairs. And that would be the most striking set to put them into. People who cover their hair, people who don't cover their hair, or people black-haired, so the most reasonable understanding black are just men, basically. My time, huh? If you want to ask yourself on anybody who has hair, you know, so you may have a problem with hair, you know, you're jealous, so jealous of everybody with hair, you ask yourself on everybody with hair, fine, so say so, but don't say Shekhorei HaRosh. Follically challenge. Very cute. Okay, so in that case, you would have said Balei Seyar. Mutar b'nashim uktanim, she'en nikraim Shekhorei HaRosh ala nashim, my time. Because, you see, when you're talking about men, so Zimne Mixer Rasha, Zimne Megala Rasha, I mean, over there, you could say that there are times when a man walks around with a yarmulke or without a yarmulke. I mean, that's not an important definition. But Nashim are always going to be covering their hair. So Leola Mixer, you would refer to them more clearly by calling them by a different name. Those who are Olach B'Kisui Rosh, K'tanim La'olam Megala. whereas Ketanim always have their hair uncovered. So it would be more specific to refer to them as Giluyei Rosh. If you're talking about Shechorei Rosh, and you're not talking about Balei Seyar, then the most reasonable meaning of that set is that it includes all people who would be members of a class of people that sometimes don't cover their hair, and generally you would get an impression of a black spot walking along in a crowd. So that's Shechorei HaRosh. By the way, you see an interesting thing from here, that clearly at the time of the Gemara, the minhag was not to have kids wearing yarmulkes. Because when we talk about, and vice versa, the Zimnim but men sometimes wear yarmulkes, sometimes don't. Yeah, but kids for sure don't wear yarmulkes, according to this, which is interesting. There are places where that is not the minhag. There are places where the minhag is that they cover kids' heads right away. It's very interesting. In Tayman, they cover kids right away. The Sephardim don't cover kids.
Before age three.
Yeah, they cover them on, and only for the first year they don't cover them at night because they had some cases of strangulation. So the minhag was to wear this little string with a little, you know, a little knitted hat. So at night they would take it off to avoid strangulation. But the minhag was to cover. There's some Hasidim that also very mock because of the Gemara Shabbos, you know, with soothsayers saying your child's going to be a big ganav, you know. So if you keep the hair covered, then no, he doesn't become a ganav. Not very good stuff. Okay, so, but in any event, it's an interesting side point. Yeah? Nowadays, of course, people are generally very marked because of the Taz, who claims that it's considered to be chukei ha'akrum to go because they bedaf to go uncovered, which of course is no longer true, but at his time was true. It became a minhag to be makbid on wearing yarmulkes because of that Taz. Yeah. Speak up. They're listening to you all over the world.
When you said about the Taz not being true today, where I spend my time during the day, very often I see going, they come in, they take their hats off as soon as they walk.
Right,
so
yeah.
To this day, you see going.
Yes, that you do see. They'll take off a hat in a market, but it doesn't mean that they're makbid specifically to walk around without a hat, but it's true. It's a sign of respect. It's very interesting. To us, it's a sign of bedafka, not respect. Okay, the next case. Now here we have another interesting piece of the Mishnah, which comes to tell us that we can A, be medayek grammatically in language, and B, we should not be misled into thinking that we can bring proof from proper usage, because nedarim are not dependent in proper usage. They're dependent on common usage. And so this is means that b'nedarim holchim achar lashon b'nei adam, something that we haven't yet defined. And here, this piece of the Mishnah comes to speak about this. Hanoder min hayiludin mutar b'noladin. Somebody who uses the word yalud, so he's referring to someone who was already born. He's yalud already, but someone who will be born is not us. And the same thing would be true. However, the opposite would be true. However, if you're talking about b'noladin, minanoladim, then that's a general term, and that is osir not only on noladim to be, but even yiludim who were. Whereas Rabbi Meir matir af yiludim. Rabbi Meir says, no, you're even mutter in yiludim, which doesn't make sense. You're saying even, it seems to say you're mutter on both, which means you're also on neither, which is absurd. And we have to fix this Mishnah clearly, which we will. V'chachamim obrim, now, according to the Rosh, this is a third shita. And what it means is, when somebody uses the word yilod or nolad, all he means is mammals. And so therefore, what he's saying is, he won't have anor from mammals, but he could still eat fish. He could still eat birds. He just won't eat the neighbors anymore. Right? Or beef, for that matter. But anything that isn't born, that in other words, attached, if attached, then it's okay. So in which case, neither yilud or nolad has anything to do with time, that which was or that which will be. So now, getting to Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir mean? Matir af b'yiludim? What do you mean af b'yiludim? In other words, noladim for sure, But even Yehudim, Lomi, Boim, Noladim, so then Elimimana Aser, sin. So there's not Aser on anybody. So what was he referring to? Clearly the Mishnah here is missing a piece. So we'll have to say that it was Chisurei Mechasra, and actually it's Hachi Katoni. Anoder mina Yehudim mutar b'noladim. Mina noladim asur b'yehudim. Says Rabbi Meir, not true. Af hanoder min hanoladin is mutar b'yiludin. Ki echid hanoder min hayiludin mutar b'noladin. If you believe that the language of yilud means specifically that which was already born, yalut kfar, so too is nolad very specific, that which will be born, but nothing that currently exists is the answering on it. That's all that he's saying. So that Rabbi Meir is simply saying, be consistent. If Yilud is Dafka, Nolad is Dafka. It works in both directions. And to which the Chachomim come along and say, according to the Ran, only on this last piece, not a third sheet to the way the Rush understands it, that no, that part isn't true. Because you see, Rabbi Meir, that when a person uses the general term of Nolad, he means mammals. He's not referring to the time, he's referring to the species. So it's just an explanation of why they argue on Rabbi Meir, according to the Ran. The Rush understands this to be completely disassociated with the first two shitas. He argues, according to this, the Chachomim argue on all of the above. Thank you so much. By the way, there's four delicious, fresh brewed cups of coffee with delicious fresh cream, well, sterilized cream, waiting for anybody who does so desire, unless you want to just live on the smell. The coffee maker is automatic. Thank you, Naftali. Omele Rav Papa La'abai. I don't understand, says Rav Papa. I can prove to you from the Torah that this understanding of the words doesn't make any sense at all. Are you trying to tell me that the word noladim refers to those who are going to be born? Demit yaldan mashma? So you mean to say that when Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, Shnei vanecha hanoladim lecha, I mean, who was he referring to? He wasn't referring to Ephraim and Manasseh. They were already born. So, Shnei Banecha Noladim Lecha Beretz Mitzrayim, what do you think he meant? Hochinami, was he trying to say Demit Yaldin, the ones who will be born? He was referring to the one that he had been learning with this whole time, that he knew. The Elamai, so what do you think it means? You think it means the Alida Mashma, that were already born, Alamiyata Dechtiv, Hine Ben Nolad LeBeit David Yoshiyahu Shmo. Yoshiyahu wasn't even born yet. Hachinami Dahave? Nolad, what do you think it means? It was there. Adain Menashe Lo Ba, it's not true, Menashe wasn't even born. So how could it possibly be a reference to Yoshiyahu? Elamashma, Hachim Mashma Hachim. It's basically Mashmaut is in the Torah, we can use the words interchangeably, and we certainly, as Rashi points out, kol ha'am ha'yilodim b'amidbar lo nimolu, obviously means that had already been born, correct? Kol ha'ben ha'nolad, kol ha'ben ha'yilod ha'yor yashlichu, means that will be born. Kol ha'am ha'yilodim means that already were born. So, I mean, it's clear in the Torah that we can use both directions over here, and the point of the Mishnah is telling us, "Benedarim halecha chalashem bnei adam." When it comes to nedarim, don't look to rayas from a pasuk because they're irrelevant. Since the neder is a creation of current human speech, that's what you have to look at: the current human speech. V'chachamim omrim lo nitkaven zelam mishadar kol yivaleid. All that the man means is to aser on himself the type of species that gives birth, lafuki mai, lafuki dagim va'ofot, which excludes fish and birds which hatch, and therefore on that he will be mutar. Continues the Mishnah, hanoder mishoftei Shabbat, asur b'Yisrael v'asur b'kutit. Miochle Shum, Asur B'Yisrael V'Asur B'Kutim. Miochle Yerushalayim, Asur B'Yisrael U'Mutar B'Kutim. Now, we know that the Kutim so named because they were imported from the city of Kuta, the area of Kuta, and settled down in Shomron, which is why they're sometimes called Shomronim. But they were Gerim, but did not accept necessarily all of the Chiyuvim. They did what they believed in and what they got used to practicing. And that they were very Zayir. So the question is, when a person refers to a class of people that have a particular anhaga, is it a minhag that he's referring to, the way they do things? Is it the mitzvah that he's referring to, whether they do it or not? Or is it the combination of both? That's what the Mishnah is coming to address. So somebody talks about Shoftei Shabbat. There's lots of people who take off the weekend, you know, including Goyim. And they're very makbid on Shabbos, just not quite the way you would, you know. But still, they're, you know, Seventh-day Adventists. I mean, Shoftei Shabbat. So, even if it means Saturday, there's plenty of going and talking about Saturday, right? Frank Shabbos. There's this, you notice that there's this toilet paper that they sell that says, that it's sold by Mif'al Shomrei Shvi'i.
The word Shabbos
soon come into the bathroom. I assume that's what it was, but I also was wondering whether it may be Seventh-day Adventists. You remember up in California, there were like old swaths of California where you could get tons of kosher food because they were makbid apparently on some of the dinim of kashrus. Remember that? We used to go up north. And, yeah. So, I don't know why anybody would be makbid on Shabbos in the bathroom, but okay. It's a kedusha to the word Shabbos. It's a very interesting sensitivity.
On the Hayav Mishnah.
Yeah, exactly. So, ask the Gemara, okay, how does this fit? My Shoftei Shabbat. I mean, if you mean Minakaimei Shabbat, people have the minhag to rest on Saturday. So, I mean, there's plenty of Avdei Kochavim that also rest on Saturday. I mean, so why does it say Kuti? Tafilu Avdei Kochavim Nam. Okay, so I assume now what the Mishnah means is people who are mechuyav on Shabbat. That's what you must be referring to. Mitzuvim on Shabbat. So then, why in the Seifa, where it says, Yachiyem HaSeifa, Miole Yerushalayim. I mean, aren't Kutim supposed to be Ole Yerushalayim? The fact that they ate Yerushalayim and made Har Gerizim a better location. And Har Gerizim's in Barnea's neighborhood. So the fact that they like our Gerizim doesn't mean that they're not mitzvah to be Ole Yerushalayim. So then, Meole Yerushalayim Asur B'Yisrael Mutar B'Kutim? Am I? But after all, Kutim are also included, mitzvim, you know, in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and so on. Elo Amar Abaye, we're talking about a mitzvah B'Yoseh. There's two elements to this katani. So, bitarte bavika maite, Yisrael vikutim mitzuvim va'osim. So, we have a mitzvah of Shabbat, and we have a mitzvah midrabbanan, which is one of the takonas of Ezra, of eating garlic on Erev Shabbat, to make sure that your wife doesn't get near you because of the smell. But that's not really the reason, actually. It's meant to encourage lovemaking, because shum is called shum, al shem, shem. Because it increases the productivity of names, because it increases sperm, and therefore is meant to be a reason to get closer to people. Well, whoo! Okay, so this was the takana of Ezra. Maybe it includes careful brushing of teeth in the takana. But
they do sell the.
Yes, yes, they do.
Odorless garlic.
Odorless garlic. Uh-huh. It's become very popular nowadays, but not as an aphrodisiac, as far as I know. But anyway, so this Erev Shabbos. So this is a takona of Ezra, which obviously the Kutim are also chayiv on. So that Shabbos they're mitzvah, Ochlei Shum they're mitzvah, and they're even mekayim both of these mitzvot. Yerushalayim they're mitzvah, but they're not mekayim the aliyah to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the first two cases, Betarte Bavika Baita, Yisrael Vekutim, are both mitzuvim and osim. Whereas Obdei Kochavim, it really doesn't matter, because Ahuda Avdei, even if they would keep Shabbat, they're only Osim, but they're not Mitzuvim. And vice versa, when it comes to Olei Yerushalayim, Yisrael or Mitzuvim va'Osim, Kutim or Mitzuvim ve'inam Osim. So we have three examples in the Mishnah. One, when it comes to Yovet Yochamim on Shabbos, who is Oseh ve'eno Mitzuveh. One was Mitzuveh ve'eno Oseh, which are Kutim, and the Aliyah the Yerushalayim. So both of those are excluded. And then we have the moral majority, who is the middle, who is both Mitzuveh ve'oseh, and therefore it includes, depending on a sliding scale of who does it, it would include Yisrael and Kutim where they do it, and exclude where they don't. Hado derbi yodei hayam utar biyoshvei hayabasha, miyoshvei hayabasha asur miyodei hayam, shiyodei hayab bichlal yoshvei hayabasha. And we don't mean elu shokhim miyakol hayafa, elafim shedarko lefaresh. Rav Popa v'Rav Acha v'Rei de Ravika, chad matni ha-reisha v'chad matni ha-sef. Man detoni ha-reisha matni ha-chi. Ha-noder mi-yordei ha-yam, mutar b'yoshvei ha-basha. Ha, b'yordei ha-yam, asur. What do we mean by yordei ha-yam? Lo ke'ilo ha-chi mi-ako li-yafo, that's not called yordei ha-yam at all. Da'alin yoshvei ha-basha ninu. Ela b'mishe darko le-faresh, only that is called a sailor. Man de matni ha-seifa matni ha-ach, ha-noder mi-yord mi-yoshvei ha-basha. Asur b'yordei ha-yam, and don't think that the Mishnah, when it says yordei ha-yam included in yoshvei ha-basha, refers only. Lo be'elo ha-ochim mi-yako le-yafo bil-vad. Ela ha-filo b'mishe darko le-faresh, even a sailor who rarely comes back li-yabasha, ho-il v'sofo li-yabasha solid, because of the fact that his base point is the Yabasha, is viewed as home is the sailor. And that's the point of the poem. Right? No matter how far afield you go, you basically end up home. The interesting thing is that the comparison in Chazal of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is in this sense. In other words, we talk about Olam Haba is Dom Eliyam, which is strange over there, because it's truly Dom Eliyam. What's unique about Dom Eliyam? That you only have what you take with you. There's no access to the Yabasha. So that's the beauty, that's the marshal, Dom Eliyam. You don't have any place to go back to. So that you have your chance at preparing on the Yabasha, which is Olam Hazeh, Dom Eliyabasha. But once you're Yored Hayam, you don't come home. That's a different type of Yam. ומותר בנשים ובקטנים שאין נקראים שחורי הראש אלא אנשים, מי טיימה? אנשים זימנו דמיכסו רשאו וזימנו דמגלו רשאו. Therefore, it's the most likely set to refer to them is שחורי הראש. אבל נשים לעולם מיכסו, and you would have referred to them as מכוסי ראש. קטנים לעולם מיגלו, and you would refer to them as מגולי ראש. הנודר מן הילודים מותר בנולדים, מן הנולדים אסור מן הילודים. Rabbi Meir matir af b'yiludin, v'chachomim omrim lo netkavim zeh, elo b'mi shedarko lehivaled. Rabbi Meir, what's he saying? Af. Lo miboy noladim. So then you're left with nobody. So mimanasur. Chisur machas, v'ochi katon. You started off by saying, which of course is our gears as well, nodim in a yoladim, mutav noladim. Mina noladim asur b'yiludim. Rabbi Meir, omer, and here we have to add in these words, that af hanoder mir anoladin mutar b'yiludin ki heichi denodim and ayiludin mutar b'noladin. Omele Rav Papa Labai, are you trying to say that the word noladin is a reference to mit yaldan, only those who will be born? Elo miata shnei vanecha hanoladim lacha b'eretz Mitzrayim. So what are you trying to say? Achinami the yaldan in the future? Elo ma di yiladim mashma. Elo miata dechtim ben nolad. Lebet David. Yoshiyahu Shemo. What are you trying to say? There was already no lot. Well, Daim and Asheloba. Ela Mashmachi, Mashmachi, Benadorim, Alecha Kalashon, Benadam, Vekachomim, Obrim, Lonit Kavin Zelo, Mishadakola Yivaled, Lafuki Mai, Lafuki Tagim, Veofot. Hanoder Mishavte Shabbat, Asur Bisrav, Asur Bekutim. Miochle Shum, Asur Bisrav, Asur Bekutim. Miole Yerushalayim, Asur Bisrael. Umutar bekutim, my shofte Shabbat. You don't even kai me Shabbat. So why is it dafke meir bekutim? I feel of the kochavim nami. Ela mi mitzuvim ala Shabbat. So then yochi seifa. Mi ole Yerushalayim basur bi Yisrael umutar bekutim. Why? Am I on mitzuvim? You know, aren't they chayev and aliyah li Yerushalayim? Elam rabbi, the point of the Mishnah is that a person refers neither to the tzivui, nor to the minhag of kiyum, but rather to the combination of being a mitzuveh v'yoseh katani. So bitarti babika maite Yisrael v'kutim mitzuvim v'yosim. Of deko chavim, it doesn't matter, because even ahudi avde are osim v'inam mitzuvim. Bole Yerushalayim, Yisrael are mitzuvim v'yosim. But kutim are mitzuvim, but they're inam osim, and therefore not included.